Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Larry the Cable Guy from the Blue Collar Comedy Tour, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
And we are back. This is hour number two of Knockout Radio, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, a media row for Super Bowl 57, which takes place this Saturday at the State Farm Arena. What is that, Glendale?
It is. Glendale. Well, we're in the next city, but our B&B is literally 4.5 miles from the stadium.
Yeah.
Now I know why they're charging $1,300 on Friday, because you can almost walk to the stadium.
I'm sure they measure the economic impact of what a Super Bowl does to a community, right?
Who are you expecting that you're getting all dressed up for?
Well, no, I just want to look nice. I want to say thanks to Bill Hofacker and Hofacker Homes and Yachts, Craig Williams. They sponsored a portion of the show to make sure that we have the accommodations we need out here on travels. And they're the best in the Tampa Bay area for land and sea needs, for real estate, yacht, watercraft.
So the Bellator guys just walked by.
Yes, they did.
And we have a couple people coming up tomorrow that... everybody in the MMA world definitely will know about. One, it will not shock anyone.
Double champ?
No.
Former double champ?
Former double champ.
Once a double champ, always double champ?
No.
No.
No. Because he's not a double. He will always be known as a double champ, Ryan Bader. But right now, presently, he holds the one belt. I seriously doubt that he will be bringing it with him tomorrow. Jamal Hill may have his with him.
Yeah, I bet he does.
You know. So Ryan Bader... stopping by tomorrow along with Benson Henderson. Looking forward to that coming up momentarily, about 15 or 20 minutes. We'll have your new UFC light heavyweight champ, Jamal Hill.
And Jamal won in Brazil. So.
And I'm going to talk to him about that.
That's exciting.
You know, that, like, I'm that guy. Anybody who knows, I'm that guy. I want to be the heel. Like, one of my proudest moments, and I'll probably even say it to Jamal, was when I went to Hamburg, Germany,
yep.
When my good friend Tyrone Boos defended the WBO Cruiserweight title.
Rest in peace.
And I held the belt. I carried the belt down in, and then I held the belt up during the national anthem and got booed.
Yeah.
Which to me was awesome. Okay, it's one of my favorite things that's ever happened in my life. Now, people say, well, what about kneeling during the national anthem? It's two entirely different things.
Booing is different than kneeling.
Well, the two situations are totally different.
Okay.
When, how about that?
Jake Plummer. Jake Plummer walking past. Looking like your brother Sam.
So it's totally different when an American
shot Evan behind you.
Does something. I won't.
Media Row is active today. It's looking live.
What's up, man? When can I get on the
game? Is it us? Come on, it's us.
It's us.
You just never know they're going to walk by and give you some fist pumps. And
that's my guy, Rashad Evans. Definitely good stuff. So what I was saying is it's different. When an American kneels during a national anthem, to me, it's not the same as when a German boos an American during the national anthem.
Well, it's supposed to boo you if you're from another country.
Absolutely. The Russians booed Rocky.
That they did.
Right?
That they did.
So.
But I bet the boo sounded even more special with Carlos, because his last name was Boozer.
Carlos. Who's Carlos?
What's his name?
Tyrone Boos.
Boos.
Yeah, try to stay with me. Try to, pay attention.
Well, it's hard. Media Row is alive. Like, there's so much going on. It's a mental overload. It's like stimulation at its finest.
Not really.
What?
Not really.
What?
No. See,
serious?
But that's the difference. And I can say this word. You can't. Just you.
Don't say it. Don't say it because you're a professional.
That's the difference.
That's not the difference.
Hold on a second.
Another second. It's not $7. I'm repeating what you failed to say.
No, I didn't. I said it.
Listen, but here's the thing. You don't really know what's going on. Like, you know some of these people, but like, you don't know the TikTok world. There are stars that are going on all around us right now. You don't even know who they are.
That's true.
Just like when we were in Miami.
That's true.
For the bare knuckle fights, I brought my family. I brought my daughters. There's a husky, a Siberian husky with pink ears. And my kids were like, they're Swaggy. I'm like, who is Swaggy? And then that dog has 7 million followers on TikTok. Right? But my kids know who it is because of the social platform. So yes, there's a lot of NFL alumni, and everybody knows Joe Montana sitting over there on the couch, and you know, see all these legendary figures walking by from our sports news. But there's so much more going on here than just football.
Of course, and that's why we talk very little football while we're on Radio Row. That's why, you know, three quarters of our list is MMA.
Yeah.
Because that's what we do. I get all that. But you can still be professional and hone in on what we're doing, then your eyes are floating all over the place.
There's so much going on. I don't want to miss it all. Like, I'm trying to keep a log of, like, what's going on. I saw Stephen A. sprint across the floor,
no,
change shirts into, like, a baby three toddler, like, baby Gap dolphin jersey. and then fanboy out over there. Like, he's in the shot. The guy's doing video and live feeds, and, like, and Steve's next to him doing up the deuces.
Now, I purposely don't listen, I don't watch, I don't any of that stuff. So I walked over, I found where you guys were, and they were playing, what's that, Pong? Beer Pong. Beer Pong. Yeah. Which is kind of a cool gimmick. It was good. That was over at Pat how do you say his name? McAfee?
Yeah, McAfee, Pat McAfee show. Before that, it was a different show. I think it was called Up and Adams. It was a local, TV show here. And yeah, it was pretty cool. And Christian McCaffrey was a master. He, I think he took the record. He had the most ping pong balls in the, you know, fish bowls.
Have you ever watched Blake Shelton's new show?
No.
So they play that.
Okay.
But they drop these balls that are, how big is this?
Beach ball.
Okay. Well, it's even bigger than the beach ball. They drop it from the second story of his bar in Nashville.
Okay.
Into the cups.
Oh, okay.
And it's a gimmick, him and another, you know, country legend or whatever, and then two people that have been embarrassed on TikTok, Instagram, whatever, and it's their way to kind of redeem themselves.
Now, speaking of reality shows, have you seen that the survival show where they have the White Howards on there?
Yeah.
They have all, like, the,
yeah,
athletes go through these amazing, terrifying ordeals.
Honestly, it's an incredible show. Now, the only thing I don't like about that show, you know, I'll always find something that I don't like. The thing that I don't like is the gimmick where they put the hood over you like you're a prisoner of war.
Oh, right.
And they grab you by the thumbs and they walk you in. But, you know, I thoroughly, A, enjoy it. B, I'm enjoying watching Dwight Howard.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you're watching the show.
I have.
You know, and I expected some different things. And, you know, because they're not getting paid and because they don't need the money, you know, I'm expecting them to quit and all that kind of stuff. I get all that.
Right.
Dwight Howard is a different cat.
Yeah.
Dwight Howard, there's a lot of things that people talk about Dwight Howard. And he said, and he said it earlier on the show, that he's about having fun. He's not trying to be disrespectful.
Right.
He's there to have fun, and they're trying to break. And that's the whole thing about the military.
To
break you down, to build you back up.
Right.
And I laughed at boot camp. And I almost got in trouble because I laughed at boot camp.
Okay.
Because just like I told you, you can't motivate me.
Right.
You can't break me down. You can't. It's all a game. It's all a gimmick. And I remember vividly, I was an officer in boot camp. And the guy next to me, you know, we kind of like shared there's the up and down bunks, and then you kind of share this area. So the guy reaches in and he pulls a $5 bill out of the other guy's locker.
Okay.
And he's like, "What's this $5 doing in your locker?" Well, he didn't put it in there. You did.
Right.
Right? And it's how your reactions. The head recruit, they go and they stand in front of him and they start screaming at him. And this happened so long ago. And, you know, I don't remember anything. I don't remember your name. I don't remember your grandmother's name. I remember these situations. So they go to the head recruit who had been in the military, got out, and then came back into the Navy. And he goes, "What are you looking at?" And our leader, the head recruit of joining in the Navy, goes, "Nothing." And then they blast him. "Nothing? You call me nothing?" And then they blasted him, made him do push-ups and all that.
Right.
And I'm laughing more inside because I'm not stupid. That's the whole game. Dwight Howard is being broken down. And I'm going to be curious next time I read about, next time I see Dwight Howard, if he's a different person.
Well, I think if you go back to his career, he was such a force. And if he would have had the mental toughness,
yeah,
he would have been maybe the greatest to ever do it. Now, instead, we're talking about LeBron James being the greatest scorer of all time, maybe the greatest basketball player of all time because of the records that he has achieved. But Dwight Howard had that swag.
Well, he believed, but his thing is, he's always believed that he was and is. And he's saying that he doesn't have an attitude. He doesn't have this massive ego. It's just he's having a good time.
Yeah.
He's having a good time in life. But we don't see that. We see him just being entitled.
Right.
You know, and that's the appearance. So that show is phenomenal. Piazza's on it. And, you know, him struggling and going through and how some of these people, you know, are falling and quitting. And I've had enough. I can't take it anymore. I enjoy it. It is a good show.
It'd be nice to get some MMA guys on there to see their toughness and like their will, because they're trained not to tap. Like, don't quit. You can't quit in, you know, UFC or Bellator.
Yeah,
or
I would imagine that the MMA fighters, it would be entirely different. You know, I think they'd all be able to do it. Absolutely no problem.
Yes. And were you surprised that Mike Piazza is like so emotional and such a not as hard as an athlete as you would expect him to?
I wouldn't necessarily picture Piazza as that hard nosed.
I thought he was a badass on the field. I thought he played the game with grit and
he did.
I thought he was a tough guy.
I don't know if I'd go that.
He's like a Johnny Bench kind of guy.
No, he's not Pete Rose.
I mean, Pete Rose would take you out in an exhibition game. But I give him credit for being a tough guy, controlled the play. He was an intense player. He sacrificed every play to, you know. I never saw him as a soft, but I saw him emotionally soft now.
Yeah.
Maybe it's because of the loss of his father recently, or maybe he's gained a lot of weight and physically can't do what he once did. He doesn't feel as confident.
And maybe we will see that in upcoming, but then again, it's reality TV. We really don't,
You know, the key to that show is going to be is getting Brittany Griner on there next season.
Why do you got to ruin everything?
Because she would be, she made it through a Russian prison. She's definitely going to win that show.
This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Stack Sun. We'll be right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Jim McMahon, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
Hofacker and Associates Realty has proudly served the greater St. Petersburg area for over 50 years. Their trusted and experienced agents will help you with your first home, your dream home, and your forever home. Hofacker and Associates are Tampa Bay's land experts. In addition to real estate, they've added a sea division to assist you with all your watercraft needs, from entry-level boating to experienced yachtsmen. They are land and sea experts. Hofacker and Associates, helping people live the Florida lifestyle. Visit HofackerHomes.com.
It all starts here. The Firestone Grand Prix of St. Petersburg, presented by RP Funding, roars along the spectacular waterfront of beautiful downtown St. Petersburg. Are you ready? Be here. March 3rd to the 5th, the NTT IndyCar Series headlines an action-packed weekend of racing under the sun.
Scott McLaughlin, he is now an IndyCar race winner!
Advance tickets start at $25. Get yours now. The Firestone Grand Prix of St. Petersburg, presented by RP Funding, March 3rd to 5th. Be here.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, this is James Brown from Sporting News Radio, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
You're back. This is Knockout Radio coming to you live from Media Row and the
Radio Row.
Super Bowl Shuffle.
Radio.
What did they say, Randy Row?
Media Row. You brought up the Super Bowl Shuffle because of one of my favorite players of all time, Jim McMahon.
Right behind your shoulder, to the left.
That's my guy right there.
Oh my God! Like I'm.
I did a charity event with them in St. Louis. Many years ago. It was for bicycle helmets. And kind of an interest. I don't know how much of the story I can tell. I won't say the name. So I'm sound asleep. Okay. Now, my co-host at the time, I won't say his name either.
Okay.
He went out with all of these guys. Like, I have a photo of all these guys.
Wow.
So, former co-host and these guys go out. About 3 in the morning, one scares the crap out.
Okay.
They let him in. He gets in my face as I'm sleeping and screams at the top of his lungs. Scared the crap out. So, when we left for the airport about 6 a.m., I had something delivered to a store.
Okay.
That's all I'm going to say. That's all I'm going to say. You can you can, in your own mind, try to think of what it is. I will not tell you.
Okay.
I will definitely not say it live on the air.
All right.
But I'm also not going to tell you.
All right.
So, yeah.
I mean, that's probably going back to my childhood.
He's the punky QB.
I was in 85, I was 9. So I can remember like going to McDonald's and they gave you like the playing cards.
Yeah.
And like you got to collect them. And I mean, that was like the squad. They had the video and a fridge Perry. And man, that takes me back to like a good golden era of my childhood.
I still have a copy of the Super Bowl Shuffle. Now it's on beta. You know, my genius father said, get everything in beta. And then of course beta, you know, went away like a year later.
Right.
You know, I have Let's Go, the Let's Go Mets Go video from back in the day with Gary Carter.
Anything out of your collection of all the...
I don't have a collection.
No, I mean, like, in your storage unit, in your office studio, whatever it is. You remember, like, because like, every time there's something, there was, like, the big change, did, like, a commemorative cup or a playing card or sports figure. Is there one in particular that, like, you know, you remember, like, collecting or like, loving the most?
My St. Louis Cardinal Bat Boy jersey that I wore when I was the Bat Boy. That might be my favorite.
Of all your collection.
Now, I need to, you know, Michael Pittman's due to be here on Friday. And, you know, I don't sell memorabilia. I don't do any of that stuff. You know, it's in storage. It's in these places. There is a Michael Pittman game-used jersey on eBay for like $2,800. I may ask Mike if it's okay for me to sell mine.
Wow.
For $2,800?
$2,800.
I wouldn't
give him a broker fee.
I wouldn't say. You know, I put a picture of my Pat Sperduto Tampa Bay Storm jersey, and somebody reached out, hey, can I buy it? I'm like, it's not for sale. That's why I don't even put anything up.
Well, I offered to buy your
Oscar Schmidt.
Well, no, not that, because that's going to be just gifted to me when you pass.
It's not.
It's in the world. But the one, the Garbage Pail Kid one, The
Josh Koscheck one?
Yeah, Josh Koscheck. Like, that one I would buy. I would offer you some cash for that one.
Go to Curated Heat.
Okay.
On Central Avenue in St. Pete.
Okay.
They have tons of vintage clothing. And, you know, tell the owner there, his name is Jordan. Ask for Jordan.
Okay.
And Jordan will hunt it down and find it for you.
Mm-hmm.
Curated Heat. It's a very good place. Vintage clothing at its
best. You guys want to buy yours.
I don't sell, and I'm not, definitely not selling to you.
Why? Don't you want to sell it to a good home? Like, yeah. Isn't that important? Like, when people sell things, they want it to go to a good place. They want to keep the energy good?
No.
No? It's not a factor?
You know, do you really think that's a factor?
I think so. I do think
Now, Mike Wolf will tell you that is a factor. And we'll talk about Mike Wolf with Seth freaking Rollins, you know, later on in the show. You know, when he goes out picking and stuff, some of those people are like, you know, yeah, I don't want to sell it, but I will sell it to you.
Right.
You know, so it has,
you know, you appreciate it. Negatively.
Yeah, it'll have a good home. And that
love.
Kind of stuff. Yeah.
Right. So what's the connection to Seth Rollins and Mike Wood from American Pickers?
Mike Wolf. Yes. His name's Mike Wolf.
Wolf.
They're both from Davenport, Iowa.
Oh, they are.
Yes. As is Pat Miletich.
Yeah.
So I'll be curious if Seth knows Pat. I would assume, you know, that they have crossed paths.
Well, it looks like the MMA world moved over one state line to Illinois, being the most dominant. So Jamal Hill from Chicago.
Yes.
And the light heavyweight champ, which is a major division to win. I mean, there are certain divisions where it's like, okay, you're a champion, yes, but it doesn't get the glory that a heavyweight does or a light heavyweight. For some reason, just because of those weight classes, they hold more weight, right?
You know, yeah, everybody loves the heavyweight, but, you know, light heavy should be right behind it.
I mean, John Jones made the light heavy kind of the most athletic balance between, like, athleticism and power and just raw strength.
You know,
isn't that the most, in my opinion, I think the light heavyweight is probably the most dynamic of all the weight classes.
Well, I mean, and I say John Jones is the GOAT. I say that John Jones, and I said it to Dana yesterday, when John Jones wins on March 4th, you know, it'll solidify him as the GOAT. But don't forget, Chuck Liddell was a light heavyweight champion.
Yeah.
You know, very dominant in that period.
He was.
So, you know, John might have been a little more athletic, but Chuck had some of the most devastating knockouts. And he is scheduled to be here on Friday, hopefully. So, I mean, I get what you're saying. You know, I do. But I'm looking forward to talking to Jamal about many things. You know, about winning the title, you know, down there in Rio, in Brazil.
And he did it against, what do you call it, Teixeira?
Yeah.
So, and he retired afterward. Like, so to be a part of that historic moment.
And again, I'm not going to say the name, but I just talked to a high-up ranking official in the MMA world, and I told him my opinion on the photo.
Yes, he
and
did.
He said, I agree with you.
He did agree with you.
So,
which is shocking.
Well, again, it's something you would do. And I'm not, well, in your case, you would do it on purpose. I'm not saying that that person did it on purpose, but making it about you when the photo is not about you. You're in the photo because of who's in the center.
Right.
All of those legends went to that event
to show support for
Fedor
retiring after a legendary career. A legend.
14, 15 legends standing there, and then one guy down on his knee. You know, did kind of bother me. None of my business. And I'm sure I'll get my butt kicked for doing it and saying it and whatever. But, you know, I believe what I believe, and I'm going to always continue doing that.
Yeah.
You know, that's just who I am and what I do. So, but I think the ultimate of winning that belt. All right, we're going to go hit a quick break. We were just talking about him. The belt's here as well.
The belt is here.
Let's go hit a quick break. When we come back, your UFC light heavyweight champ is here. And that's Dave Locke. No, I was only kidding. we'll be right back.
What? So he's next? How
are you? You don't get them girls loose, loose. You don't get the world loose, loose. You don't get money loose, loose. But I do.
I say y'all having a good time out there.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Cecil Fielder from Detroit, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
You're hungry, where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right, Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
It all starts here. The Firestone Grand Prix of St. Petersburg, presented by RP Funding, roars along the spectacular waterfront of beautiful downtown St. Petersburg. Are you ready? Be here. March 3rd to the 5th, the NTT IndyCar Series headlines an action-packed weekend of racing under the sun.
Scott McLaughlin, he is now an IndyCar race winner!
Advance tickets start at $25. Get yours now. The Firestone Grand Prix of St. Petersburg, presented by RP Funding, March 3rd to 5th. Be here.
The hobby of trading cards is back and better than ever. Rhino Cards, specializing in sports cards, Star Wars, and MetaZoo, has just opened a second location in St. Petersburg at 406 11th Avenue North, Suite B, and would love you to stop by to buy, sell, or trade cards. Rhino Cards is a licensed Upper Deck diamond dealer, as well as licensed Fanatics and Topps dealer. Get back in the hobby or add that special card at Rhino Cards, 406 11th Avenue North, Suite B in St. Pete, and 4548 South Suncoast Boulevard in Homosassa.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Chuck Knoll, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Here we are back. This is Knockout Radio, coming to you live from Media Row in Phoenix, Arizona for Super Bowl 57 coming up. Randy, we always talk about it. It seems to be like every other fight card, Angela Hill's on the card. And now it looks like there's another Hill that's going to be sticking around for a long time. And that's your current Jamal Hill, light heavyweight champion of the UFC, is here with the belt at the booth. And welcome to the program, Knockout Radio.
Knockout Radio, that's good.
Yeah, we've been doing this a long time, Randy. Dana White was just here yesterday, did the show live here. And so Randy's been covering the UFC since day one, since the original inception. And it's amazing to see the sport come to what it is today.
And that's what I talked about. Like I was telling you, you know, before we started, I've covered the UFC since day one. I've helped try to get the UFC where it is and where it's going. You know, back in the day, nobody cared about the UFC. You know, nobody cared about when an athlete would walk through Radio Row. This excites me to watch you guys, you know, with the belts and without the belts, walking through Radio Row and media caring and media wanting to talk to you.
Yeah, I know from, you know, just in the past years in Miami, you know, when Usman came by with the belt and Ryan Bader came by with the double belt, you know, it used to be on Media Row where the fighter would show up and they're kind of like, oh, this is about football, and why are you guys here? But now, when the fighter's going to do with the belt, now there's like a mob. I mean, you see it. And we're talking about the experience. Like, you won it in Brazil, you know, in front of Cesar's home country and her fan base, and you know, you're coming in, you're going to be the outsider, you're going to be the heel, you're going to be the, you know, American coming in and took the belt away from Rio. And we talk about that experience. You know, talk about the experience about, you know, taking the belt in the home country of a Brazilian fighter, and then, you know, what was that feeling like? Did you feel safe going? Because I saw the photos, you went to the beach after you celebrate, you brought the belt out to Rio de Janeiro.
Where
As we're watching it, and I told the story, I was with Tyrone Booth. He was during the national anthem, and it's one of my favorite things I've ever done in my career, Dean Booth. You know, holding the belt, I thought it was awesome. Was that kind of the same thing? I mean, you were the heel down there, you know, in Brazil, fighting a Brazilian legend. Now, I know you're from Chicago, so is that White Sox or Cubs? I'm sorry. What other sports, what other things do you enjoy? Yeah.
It's just intense.
Yeah. Is there any of those things or a reality show or tech? Because we can get you on the tag. The Watt brothers run that. They have their own, JJ and
TJ.
And yeah. So we can get you on that.
I want to run the track.
It's different.
Now, obviously, being the.
Yeah, exactly.
So, obviously, being the UFC light heavyweight champion, any interest in doing a slap league, like the professional slap league?
He said, hold on. He said truck, no. He said truck. Truck, no. We're real worried. Yeah. That's all good. It's truck. No, you can say truck.
No interest in the slap league, huh?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. How has your life changed since winning the belt?
More attention.
Which is important, you know, and that's what it is.
Oh, with that being said, you have six children, is that correct? Six children. So, I mean, how's that going into your fight? Do you do it for them? Do you worry about what they see or what they think they're going to see? Now, with that being said, you haven't changed as a person, and you're still who you are. But are they different? Are they, my dad is the
my dad's the champ.
The champ. The belt is here.
Let's go just for a second, talk about the fight itself. I'm sure you're aware, but are you aware during the fight what's going on? Like, a lot of people thought the fight should have been stopped much earlier. I know that Heckelman wanted the fight to get stopped, and it didn't. Are you thinking that, or do you have to block that out because your job is to continue until it is stopped? I always ask the fighters this: can you watch a fight as a fan not as always trying to learn. And I say it that way because I'm a licensed judge in Florida. And if I want to enjoy a fight and not judge it, I'll look away for like 20 seconds. Because if I do that to me personally, I can't judge a fight. If I don't watch the whole thing, how can I say who won the fight? Can you watch it just as a fan and not trying to pick things up and, you know, consider it work? How did you get into this? You know, what day did you decide I'm going to not do this anymore? I want to go in into combat sports. And that's pretty, you know, exact day. How is the sport, whether it's training, whether it's nutrition, whether whatever, from your first day, you know, of walking into the gym to last night, how has it changed? Sure. What, just curious, because you're also a sports fan, what clothing to now get into the trading card business?
I think it's cool. You know, I don't know if you're
like, hey, you guys want to do trade stuff? Talk about it Wednesday. Do it Wednesday. Do it Thursday. But we're not like to throw anything out there. It's Wednesday or Wednesday daytime. So when you're talking to the NBA, you're talking about the sports.
How surreal is it, you know, when a fan comes up, A, recognizes you, again, you know, and Dana and I talk about it all the time. We think the UFC is exploding. It's still growing. It's going to continue to grow. You know, I remember we had Chuck Liddell in town. Nobody even knew who he was. It was Chuck Liddell. You know, so when somebody recognizes you and then comes up and has your trading card and is like, hey, will you sign this? What cool is that?
Speaking of the eyes, like you're on Media Row here at Super Bowl 57. Is there anybody that you've seen that you're like, whoa, I can't believe so and so is here? Like, yeah.
So what is your thoughts on your next fight being against a Dave Lockett?
Why did you do that?
All right, Dave, we're setting this up. We got this match. We're getting it together. Any thoughts? I know it's still early. I mean, do you care what's next? Who's next? Where next is?
Now it's just about 7 years old. So this is how I'm doing now. I'm doing
and Randy calls that. I'm so sorry. Are you the reason that he feels disrespected right now?
I hope not.
Let's get the next match right now.
Why? I don't know. What's your partner account? Right?
Yeah. He's too old to understand.
Honestly,
that.
I have no idea what that even means.
it's a fake account for social media so you can talk trash.
Here's the thing. I'll talk trash. You know, I'm saying whatever it is, you know, and I have many pet peeves, you know, I'm an old crotchety, whatever. You know, my thing is, if you're going to say something about somebody, tag them, you know, let them know, at least have the balls to do it.
Great. Oh, now, see, I didn't even know this was even a thing. So somebody was going to call a snitch or tag somebody or something because somebody says something about me and then they tag them. So they were mad that somebody tagged them and what they said about me.
Well, so Randy got called a snitch because
I did get called a snitch. You tell me if I'm a snitch on this case, okay?
So his car gets ran into at an Applebee's. Right?
We don't have to plug Applebee's.
Okay. And he was at a nice dinner, and his car got hit, and the guy took off. But before he took off, Randy was able to get an ID of who he was, a license plate number, and they were able to have the police do a lineup. And Randy identified the guy who ran from the scene and cost thousands of dollars worth of damage to his car. And so Randy ID'd him.
Exactly.
So when we were talking about on the radio, they called him a snitch. And he's like, oh, you're a snitch.
That was Trump.
Yeah. You know, but that's one of my peeves. If you're going to talk about somebody, you know, at least let them know, you know, that kind of stuff. So. Exactly. So how are you relaxing other than wearing the belt around?
It's not relaxing. This thing is heavy. No, I'm just going out and enjoying
this whole process now? Very good stuff. I appreciate you stopping by. We're going to get your address. We're going to send you a care package from 8-Man Strong. So maybe we can get you as much of that as you have at the UFC, as well as a box of salsa from Blue Smoke Salsa. We're going to hook you up with that as well. Appreciate your time. Thank you very much. Let's go hit a break, and then we will be back on Radio Row here in Phoenix. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8-Man Strong.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Steve Smith, Giants wide receiver, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Tour de Pizza is back as Tournament Day Pizza, located at 170 47th Avenue Northeast in St. Petersburg. Located inside the Racquet Club of St. Pete, we've proudly been serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the last 15 years and running. Tour de Pizza, full menu, full liquor bar, same great pizza, Tour de Pizza. Visit us online at tourdepizza.com. Remember, a slice a day keeps the doctor away. Tour de Pizza, it's where winners eat.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
John Owen, you're listening to Talkin' Sports with Randy Harris.
Everybody's got to spend in line.
Well, we are back. This is Knockout Radio coming to you live from Media Row. Phoenix, Arizona is where we are. Getting ready for Super Bowl 57 coming up. And it's crazy that
I feel like we're in Atlanta. Last time we saw you was in Atlanta.
Oh, well, that's for Triller. For the Jake Paul Ben Askren fight.
I see you in the strip club over there.
You might have seen Randy.
Hey,
this is live, huh? Live and rolling.
Yeah, this is real. This is live. This is, you know, longest running MMA show in the country.
Wow.
So I started UFC 1. UFC 11 was the first one I attended to cover. So, and he said stuff. Yeah. He said, oh, stuff.
FCC regulated. So, so Sugar Sean O'Malley is here. And man, what a amazing presence you have in and outside of the sport. Your swag. In fact, going back to Atlanta, I remember when you took over the DJ booth on the second floor with the Deja Vu Uptown Funk. And I got to say, with or without fighting, man, you are a superstar just because of like the swag you have and the energy you have.
I appreciate that. Yeah, that was that Triller event. Yeah, taking over the DJ booth. The DJ left, and there were a bunch of people standing around. Getting groovy a bit. So, that was fun. But I appreciate it. Yeah, thank you.
Talk about that. You know, talk about it. It's yourself. You know, it's not a gimmick. You know, a lot of times people do this gimmick, and then you know you run across them, and that's not who they are. This is you.
Yeah, I appreciate that too. I try to be me. Also, you know, you have to do extra stuff. You want to be seen in this sport. You can't just be a good fighter. I mean, eventually you can. Or like Kamaru Usman route, you know, you just keep winning. It takes you that long, 11, 12 fights in a row to become, you know, popular, just known. You know, so for me, getting to the UFC, I want to be different. I want to stand out while being myself and not trying to be a character that I can't be all the time. So I found a nice balance from being myself and also being, you know, extra entertaining.
A friend of mine, Marcus Jones, was a number one draft pick of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Went on to go on The Ultimate Fighter. This was his next dream. It didn't last too long because he realized he was a football player. But I asked him about football, and he goes, you know, I don't even like football. I'm just good at it. So I want to ask you that. I mean, you're good at what you do. Do you like it, or you're just really good at it?
I mean, it depends. There's days that you're just like, man, it's a grind. I've been training for 10 years, and I believe I still have about 10 more years of training. So it's a grind. There's days you're just like, I just want to do this. But you know, I think that's what separates the good from the great. You just get up and go to work and you do it. So, yeah, there's days where I'm like, I'm just good at fighting. This is what I'm doing now. Then there's also days where I just really enjoy it. So I think it's a balance and not overthinking it. Like the gym.
What was the TV show you brought up?
Which one?
You know, the one that Dwight Howard and those guys are in.
Oh, that's Ultimate Survival. Or
it's like put on by these four SEALs, and I don't know if you've seen it, Dwight Howard and Mike Piazza. And we kind of talked about that there's no combat fighters. There's no MMA fighters. You know, this whole thing is a military-based thing.
Oh, I think I've seen like a trailer for it or something where they do Navy SEAL stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know. If it's with water, it would be very difficult for me to do.
And there has been some water things.
Yeah,
you know, and kind of what we talked about in the military, it's all about breaking you down.
Yeah.
You know, breaking you down and bringing you back up. But in MMA, you really don't get broke down because that's, I mean, you do in the gym, but I'm saying you don't let people know that. You know, like if you were in a competition with other people, I would think combat fighters and MMA fighters would have that above a basketball player. You know, who's not used to what you guys go through in the gym.
Yeah, it's probably per person, like someone like Kobe. You know, it's mentally just strong as anyone. I think there's going to be, I think everyone's just different. So, but as far as getting broken down, in a physical sense, every day, you know, I'm losing basically every day. I go to grapple hard, black belts, and very, very skilled people that beat me up. So, but yeah, I see what you're saying. Mentally fighting is very different.
What most people don't understand, what you just said, is that's almost what you want. You want to be beat in the gym. You know, there's a lot of fighters, they want to be the best fighter there. They can't handle being beat in the gym, but that makes you better when you fight on Saturday and you're not there.
100%. Definitely an ego thing, too. Like, I'm ranked number one in the world now. So for me to go to the gym and lose to guys, I'm like, you know, you just have to get over that hurdle, and it's part of the game. And it doesn't matter if you're losing in the gym. It matters Saturday night. In the octagon when the lights are on, cage door shut, performing in that moment. That's where I believe the best is.
So years ago, I became a professional bodybuilder eating pizza. It's a true story. Hulk Hogan took me under his wing and he helped me develop a character, which I had a red mohawk for many years, right? And the advice that he gave me was, if you walk in a room and no one notices you, or you leave a room and no one remembers you, you fail to leave a mark behind. And all we do as professional wrestlers is we leave impressions. So coming up, you use the colorful hair, the rainbow colored hair, the pink and red hair now, to build a brand, right? But what do you do to turn off? Because I know from experience, you're always in character. You're always like, and at a certain time, you feel like too much spotlight is on you. So how do you just go out and then incognito and enjoy a night out without being Sugar Sean O'Malley?
I don't really feel like my character's taken over too much to where I can't do that. But as far as like going out, I rarely go out and party. So for me, it's a just lifestyle I live. It's almost harder to turn it on. Like, all right, let's be sugar. Let's be that guy people want to see. So
he said trucking. Brother, he said trucking.
Sugar trucking.
So for me, yeah. But if I feel overstimulated or feel like I need to turn that off, you know, I cold plunge every day. Every night. It's It so hurts good. Every time. I hate doing it.
It's so good. Randy won't do it. I have the ice barrel, the same one Chuck Liddell endorses, in my back patio. I have an aquarium chiller hooked up. I've set the film. I offer to him every time, you know, and he won't get in. He won't do it. And he says he can't be talked into it. He can't be peer pressured. He can't be broken like the military. Yeah. Will you tell him how great it is?
It sucks. No, I mean, like last night, mine's at 40 degrees, and I showered up, got cleaned, and I always shower before I get in it, so I get in it before bed. Got in it for a minute last night. It's, you know, the physical benefits are obviously helping inflammation, blood flow, all that. But the mental benefit of just getting in, knowing I didn't want to, is kind of where I find the most benefit from it. But I've been cold plunging for about 5 years. Pretty religious.
Have you added the sauna, cold plunge back and forth for the human growth hormone benefit?
Yep, I have a sauna, a barrel sauna, I have a hot tub, cold plunge, red light therapy, try to stay on top of as much recovery stuff as I can.
What fights that are coming up are you looking forward to?
Yeah, that's a great question. You see, obviously now it's a ton of huge fight. Gilbert versus Jorge is a big one in Miami. That's sweet. Alex versus Izzy rematch. Huge fan of Izzy. It would be incredible to see him go beat Alex. But I also really like Alex. Connor versus Chandler. I mean, that's a little further out, but that gets me excited. That gets me very excited. John Jones come back versus Cyril Gane, who's just an absolute athlete. He's a massive, moving around like a little guy. That's a sweet fight I'm looking forward to. Obviously Islam versus Volkanovski this weekend. That's a massive fight. Josh Emmett, Yair Rodriguez, co-main event. Interesting fights. Hopefully Henry and Aljo fight sooner than later because I'll get the winner of that. So I'm kind of just waiting for those guys. A lot of big fights.
We only have another couple minutes, but talk about just the professionalism, you know, of you guys. Whether it's the same weight class, whether it's a different weight class. You know, this is your job, and they come fight, the fight's over. Then all that stuff most of the time is squashed.
Yeah, I really don't have any personal beefs with anybody in the UFC. You know, you can sell a fight or whatever, or you can just, you know, be confident and say, hey, I'm fighting Henry next. I'm going to go out there and knock this dude out. It's not personal. It's not like I hate him or anything. So you know, some people get personal, like Conor versus me, but we got very personal, got very dark, and something was hard for them to watch. For me, at least as of now, I mean, even with Cheeto, that rematch is going to be massive. But it's not like I hate the guy. It's not like I don't like him.
Final question. You know, as kids, we're all growing up, we have trading cards. You know, it's the baseball card, it's the football card. You know, Panini now has the contract with the UFC. What's that like, you know, getting a trading card? You know, the first time you saw your card, what was that like?
Yeah, that was really cool. I think it was probably, you know, my rookie card, the Terry Allaire card, the first time I bought the UFC. And, it was really cool. Now I've had so many, and I've signed so many cards, that it's almost more normal now, but it's still pretty sweet to see myself on those cards.
When do you think you will get back in the octagon?
Hopefully sooner than later. I'm ready to go. I'm healthy. I'm in pretty good shape as far as, like, ready to get into fight camp, fight shape, and out of camp shape are two different things. So I'm ready to go sooner or later. I mean, I'd like at least 8 weeks. If Aljo says he's out and Henry's the next guy, I'd like at least 8 weeks.
You're good.
Awesome. Great stuff. I want to thank you for stopping by. Enjoy the rest of the day on Radio Row. We're going to send you a care package from 8 Man Strong, as well as a case of salsa from Blue Smoke Salsa for coming on. Over there. Appreciate the time. Let's go hit the top of the hour break, and then we'll come down and close out hour number.
Great job.
Thank
you.
Appreciate it.
We have some photos for the website if you come on.
Well, we know your name.
Shirt size. And if you want...
is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.